But I'll tell you, like Chris Tyler mentioned before, that I had when I came to the Kohl Thursday night. I've been here before when the Kohl started, I think, in the early stages. The Kohl was in the back of a shul in a small room. And Baruch Hashem, the Kohl developed and became such a Merkez HaTorah, such a strong Mokom Torah. I came in, I heard the Kohl Torah. I came a little earlier than I was scheduled to come. I was impressed with the strong Kohl Torah that came. And Agav, by the way, I'm coming from the Kohl now. I think I kept the Kohl going. I learned there when nobody else was learning there for about an hour. The Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Shmos is bothered by a question, by a shaila. Sefer Shmos, Sefer Breishis, he says, is Sefer HaYetzira. It talks about creation, the creation of the world. And then he says the creation of Klal Yisrael, Maisa Ovis Shehem Ke'en Yetzira Lebonim, which is the creation of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Shmos, he calls Sefer HaGeula. It's called Sefer HaGeula because it's talking about the Golas and the Gula from the Golas. Golas Mitzrayim and the Gula, the redemption that came from the Golas Mitzrayim. And then he's bothered by a question. If Sefer Shmos is Sefer HaGeula, Sefer Shmos should have stopped maybe after Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is also part of the Gula. We know in the four Lashonis of Gula, V'lokachti Eschem Lila'om, which means Matan Torah, is part of the Gula. And till Matan Torah, the Gula wasn't fully finished. But why is basically five parashas of the Mishkan in Sefer Shmos? It could have been a Sefer in itself or part of Sefer Vayikra. Why does the last four, five parshas, Tumah Tesavik Yisisa VaYakal Pikudei, why is that part of Sefer HaGeula? And the Ramban explains that even though Klal Yisrael had left Mitzrayim, but they were still wandering in the Midbar. Adai Yinechshu V'Goylem, because they were Nevuchim B'Midbar, they were wandering from place to place in the Midbar. Be'eretz Lo Lehem, and until they come back El Mekoimim, which is Eretz Yisrael, Ve'el Ma'ilus Avoisav, they come to the Madrega of the Ovis. They come back to the stature that the Ovis were Manchu to them, the Ovis inherited to them. Until they come back to that, they're not considered redeemed, they're not considered Gulim. So when are they considered Gulim? He says when they came to Asinai to build the Mishkan, the Oz, Shavu al Milas Avoisim, then they came back to the statue of the Ovis, the Mila of the Ovis, of the forefathers, and they, Asher Hoya Soida Loika Aleya Aleim, that Ashur Sashchinim was on the Oholim, on the Oilim of the Ovis. The tents of the Ovis were like a Beis Hamikdash, it was a Mokim where the Rebbe Shlom dwelled. When they came back to Ma'ilas HaVoisam, then they were considered redeemed. So therefore all of Sefer Shmos is part of the Sefer HaGeula. The four or five parshas of the Mishkan are also part of the Sefer HaGeula. But the question is, but the Ramban explained why they were still called Goylem, why they were still in Golas. He said because they didn't come home to their place, and they have to also come back to the Mila of the Ovis, the statue of the Ovis. And then he goes on to explain how they came back to the Mila of Oisom, But it doesn't explain how did they come back to Mekoimam. That didn't happen yet. So why does he say that they already considered Gulam? They didn't come back, they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. How could he consider them redeemed already after they came back to the Malos Avosim? And the answer is that what is the Mokim? What is the Mekoimam? What is the place of the Yid? Where does he belong? Where does he live? What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Mokim of Shekhinah. Is living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz Yisrael is famous the Moshel of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Kasha Yisa Oymen Es Ayoynik. When a child is in its mother's hands, it's at home. It doesn't make a difference if the mother's at home or the mother's on en route, where the mother is. The mother is only at home when she's at home. But the child that's being held by the mother is at home because he's by the mother. Klal Yisrael is at home when they're by the Ribbono Shel Olam. When they're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then they're redeemed and they're home. They came home. That's called coming home. And that's the Ma'ale of Eretz Yisrael. Yishavtem lebetach ba'atzechem. In Eretz Yisrael, at least with Zman HaGula, there's a tremendous feeling of bitochen, a feeling of security. It's because we're by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what home is. When we find ourselves connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Mekoimam. When Klal Yisrael was Shovel, Ma'alas HaVoisim, when they came back to the Ma'al of the Ovis, and they were living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if they were living in a tent or in a sukkah, but they didn't feel Golus, they felt they were home, they were by the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'oz Nechshivu Ge'ulim. And the same goes to Klal Yisrael and all the generations. Fact is, if you put a Yid in a mansion in the middle of some desert or in the middle of some community that has no Bes Medrash, that doesn't have a place to go in to learn, doesn't have a real Makom Tefillah, he feels totally disconnected. He maybe has a mansion, but he feels totally disconnected, he feels misplaced. He's still in Golus. A person can live in a tent. If he's near Bes Medrash, he feels at home. In all the history of Klal Yisrael, that's the way Klal Yisrael was. Miyom shechara Bes Hamikdash eile la kodesh boch hu ba'ilom eile dal ha'ram shel alochu b'lvad. What gives a person a sense of feeling secure, feeling at home, is when he feels connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's when there's a Bes Medrash, there's a mokum to learn. The Vilna Gaon explains that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is the place where some people are menadiv, they're laid to, their heart is in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mokum, where the person's heart is, that's where the person is. When there's a Beis Medrash in the community, it not only uplifts the people that come into Beis Medrash, it uplifts the families, it uplifts anyone that's connected to the Beis Medrash. It brings a stability and it brings life to a community with the Makom Torah. Even for the mishpachas, for the families, for the children, for the women, for the whole family. It's a total different feeling. And practically we see it all over. Wherever there's a koil, there's life. Wherever the koil is Yiddishkeit, wherever there's a koil and people come and learn, everything is different, everything gets uplifted. I've seen communities where there was no koil. There's a koil, a new koil in one of the neighbors of Chicago, and they told me that before the koil moved in the last 15 years before that, two young families moved in. And since the koil came 7-8 years ago, 110 families moved into that neighborhood. So about 110 families. Because there's life, they feel connected, it's a place to live. It's a place to be, it's a place where a person can feel uplifted. A place where a person feels connected. V'nasasi l'chol amokim bavurom. The attach, v'nasasi means I will carry the whole mokim because of this chus, because of the chus of the learned Torah. The Darshanim say it also means v'nasasi, I will uplift l'chol amokim bavurom. It makes a different life, a different living. And Baruch Hashem, that's what we see in this community koil, this koil in North Miami Beach, to where it transformed the whole neighborhood. Baruch Hashem, there's a chosh v'yeshiva here. The koil is more community oriented. It uplifts, it brings Torah to the whole community. And it uplifts and changes the face of the community. As it does in any area, any city, that there's a koil. Any city that is Torah, that is Bnei Torah learning. Coming to the Megillah, the Halach is that a city that doesn't have 10 batlonim is not a krach, doesn't have a din of a mukav chayim. It needs 10 batlonim, it needs 10 people that are sitting and learning. It's missing the chashivas of a city. And that's what this koil brought, as every koil does. Especially this Chashev Koil with this Chashev Rosh Koil. Remember when the Koil of Yankiv was in Lakewood from the Chashev, Tamina Chomim, Rosh Chabura, and all the Chashevin light that came here, each one in his own right, tremendous Shivas, tremendous Tamina Chachamim. And the Rebbeinu Shem should help that. This koil should continue to be Ma'avitz Torah, to uplift this whole community until the time to bring bracha to the community, bring the Rebbeinu Shel to the community, bring bracha to the community. Until the time of the Bias HaMashiach, when I see the Matik Nesiyas about the Midrashas, Likav HaBa'arit Be'ez Yisrael, when all the Mekayimus HaTorah, and all shuls, about the Nesiyas about the Midrashas will be transplanted, in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be a p'chin of chibur lo yachtov, connected to the Beis Hamikdash, to be Yisrael Tzedek, Meher Yemeinu Amen.